I hope you had a great 4th of July, and the holiday weekend continues today. As you heard a moment ago with Al, there is a chance of shower and thunder shower activity this afternoon. Sunday looks great at the ballpark, and it looks like we'll bring you the lineup card at 12:30 today. First pitch at 1:10, and we'll keep our fingers crossed. But it was a great 4th of July at Target Field.
Kelly delivers, and Bader hits one high in the air. Left field, get up and gone, Harrison Bader! Up, up, and away for Bader, his second career walk-off. He lights the fuse, the fireworks explode at home plate here at Target Field.
Yeah, great way to end the day. Twins get a much-needed win, and joining us to talk about the Twins is Dan Hayes. He covers the club for The Athletic. Dan, good to visit with you.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on, Steve.
Yeah, fun day, an important day. The 4th of July is huge for the game, and the Twins get a W after what was a brutal month of June. And really a downer of a road trip. The games in Miami against the Marlins, they couldn't score any runs. They found a way and got it done. And Harrison Bader, an unlikely hero.
Yeah, no, it was a very good pick-me-up at a time when they need it. Obviously, momentum only counts if you take advantage of it. And so, really, they need to jump on that today and keep it going. But when you come off of a road trip, that you go 2-4 on, and, you know, you had a shot at, you know, taking a series in Detroit, and then Tariq Skubal kind of kills you, and then your offense just is gone for 3 days. And to score 3 runs in those 4 games, it was really a disappointing finish to that road trip. So to bounce back from that, and yesterday it looked like it was going to be kind of the same. I mean, one, I will say the conditions were miserable to play in. You're starting at 3 o'clock. You could see the shadows starting to creep in by the third inning of the game. It was not an easy place to hit yesterday. And it's 1-0, and Tampa storms back and takes a 3-1 lead. And it kind of felt like, here we go again. And that's what the Twins have been going through. And to rally and tie it and then be disappointed again because you left the bases loaded and had a chance to kind of take control there and didn't. You just don't know what you're going through. To get with this offense right now. And so for Bader to end it as quickly as he did, because you're getting in the back end of the Rays bullpen, and they're a good bullpen. That's a good team. So you're potentially looking at 11 innings, and you just don't want to drag it out. For Bader to do that, provide that lift, it was a very big momentum kind of changer for the Twins. And again, they really need to grab hold of it and come back today. We'll see if they can.
Yeah, and Bader has turned out to be, you know, a pretty good move for the Twins to bring him in. He has done a nice job.
Yeah, he has. And look, we know he's not going to be an explosive offensive player, but he's had a nice season right now, and he's done a good job on that end. I mean, clearly he's been brought in to be an elite defender, and it was, you know, you're looking at him and going, this is going to be the Byron Buxton insurance that the Twins thrive when they have it, because he's such a great center fielder. But in this case, his bat has been better than it has been in the past. And he's hitting a few home runs, and I think he's finding Target Field to his liking. And when you can combine that elite defense with just enough offense for $6 million and signed sort of towards the end of the offseason, that was a really nice move. And I think the Twins are benefiting from it for sure.
Twins and Rays coming up. Our lineup card at 12:30. First pitch, 1:10. More. It looks like it'll be kind of a committee game today for the Twins starter. Cole Sands will get the start, and that was announced. But more on that in a little bit. By the way, Dan Hayes from The Athletic joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline today ahead of Game 2 of this 3-game series. A little bit about the Rays. It's been well documented. They have done a lot with very little. They played at Tropicana Field that was destroyed by their hurricane. Now they play in the Yankees' spring training home, Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. So they've really never had a proper home. but they find a way to develop players and put a competitive team on the field in what for decades was known as the payroll division in Major League Baseball. I think that may have shifted to the West Coast, but nevertheless, going up against the likes of the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, the Orioles have had good clubs the last couple of years. It is really extraordinary what they've done.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And they're a very aggressive team on the bases. They push it at all costs. They push it in places. Rocco was talking about that yesterday. Just they push it at times when you typically don't see it in baseball, and they are just going to push and force the action on you. And we saw it. They were aggressive on the bases yesterday, stealing third and trying to at least. And it was a double steal and getting cut down. They are what they are. We've known what the Rays have been for about 15 years. They stick to this same theory. They play sound, fundamental baseball because they just don't have the payroll that other teams do. And they actually have some good hitters in this lineup right now with Aranda and Yandy Diaz and guys like that. But I want to see what they're made of. And I say that because Major League Baseball kind of slanted their schedule to be home heavy in the first part of the season. They're about to spend all of July and August mostly on the road. I think they are home for 2 weeks out of these 8 weeks. If you look right now, they have 53 home games and 35 road games, I believe. So they've been good, but they've been playing at home a lot. And that's a weird ballpark, having been there. The lighting's terrible. The conditions are not fun for the opposing, for either team, really. And they've thrived there. I want to see how they hold up through July and August. It's going to be a real challenge for them without question, because they have a 14-day, 12-game all West Coast road swing where they play four road series. So, I mean, there's some serious challenges ahead for that team, and they've handled everything that's been thrown at them very well so far, but that's even more to deal with.
Yeah, and just one update on the Rays. They'll finish here at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, then it's back to St. Petersburg in the Trop. Will the Dome be ready to go next year? And that situation has been debated for years as well. Where will the Rays ultimately end up? There was that crazy idea where they would split time between Montreal and the Tampa area. That I'm glad they didn't do that. But
well,
the future of the clubs, yeah.
Currently, there's a report out that they're going to be sold for $1.7 billion, and the new owners want to invest and put them in Tampa, which I think ultimately would be great for the club. We saw it when we were there. Tampa draws. There's just far more people in Tampa than there is in St. Pete. So I think they'll temporarily go back to St. Pete, but if this sale goes through, it seems like they're going to build a new stadium in Tampa, and there's plenty of space over there to build. I think it's just a natural spot for them and could be a good fit for the long-term health of that franchise.
Yeah, no doubt. Back to the Twins. Injuries. Bailey Ober, it doesn't sound like he's going to be shut down for a long period of time, but getting Bailey Ober back in a good spot is going to be huge considering Pablo Lopez. Well, who knows when he returns?
Yeah, Ober yesterday said that he is taking everything light right now, but he's still throwing every day. He's letting his hip inflammation subside. They gave him some medicine that should be knocked out. The hope is 72 hours, so like Monday, Tuesday, and that he would get back at it on Wednesday. And it sounds like there's some mechanical stuff that they want to figure out. I don't think, he's talked about being able to pitch through the hip all along, but clearly it was hampering him early on. And I think that they want to get him mechanically as sound as possible because they've thought that his stuff was good. They've thought his spin was good. His fastball velocity had maintained throughout starts, even though it's down some for sure. But he's never been a guy that's thrived off velocity. The problem is that where these pitches have been, it's just been hittable. And he needs to get back to that pinpoint guy where he's hitting and living on the edges, not throwing fastballs down the middle and staying out of trouble, essentially.
Yeah, and it's huge because of Pablo Lopez, and there's still no timetable for his return.
Right. Pablo, there's a chance that he could start throwing this next week. He's getting there. His last MRI was very good. He's where he should be. They're working to strengthen. He still needs more strength. And we talked to the head trainer, Nick Paparesta, just yesterday. He said, we're making sure for his long-term health that he's good. And he's almost to that point, but they're just being thorough and making sure. But, he said that potentially he could start throwing next week. So that's a good sign as to where he is. They still think that if there's going to be meaningful baseball played this season, Pablo Lopez should be there for it. So the Twins really need to keep this hanging in there right now. And that's one of the reasons why they're doing this bullpen day right now. Travis Adams should be the bulk pitcher. I think they just thought that that was a better option than the way Bailey Ober had been going right now, because Bailey's clearly been off. So we'll see how it goes, but they're just going to throw a lot of bullpen guys today. And it has worked for other teams in the past. Detroit Tigers had very little semblance of a starting rotation last year when they got hot, and the Twins are just trying to figure out how to get through this fifth day without, crushing the rest of the staff.
Dan, one other injury I wanted to bring up, and that was a guy we saw for a little bit and unfortunately got hurt, and that's Luke Kuechel. What's the timeline for Luke and ultimately getting back to the big leagues?
So he is to the point where they have him hitting off the pitching machine inside, which does throw up to 95, 99 miles an hour. So that's a good sign. They have not put him in games yet. They're going to have him. So Zebby Matthews is through a bullpen today, and Zebby Matthews is going to face live hitters, I believe, on Tuesday or Wednesday, as long as he comes out of today's bullpen.
All right. Sure.
He seemed really excited. Luke Kuechel potentially could be one of those live hitters. It's a good step for him. That would mean if he can do that like 3-4 times, they get close to then going to rehab games and getting started. It's still going to take a little while because, Luke Kuechel hasn't played a baseball game now in 9 weeks or 10 weeks, somewhere around there. So he's going to need to get back out there, build up, just get reps, basically go through a new spring training and get ready. I wouldn't be shocked if it was something where we saw him a couple weeks after the All-Star break. But he's getting close for sure. And, with what we saw in April, the Twins absolutely would love to have him. He's a really good hitter. He could be one of their better hitters. And I think if you add him in, just with his skill set into a veteran lineup, it's so much easier. Because when he was up in April, they were, as an offense, they were kind of sickly. And he was providing the only spark. And it's not like the offense has been great, but I think there's a lot more guys that are healthy and in there right now. And throwing him in that mix could, give him a spark they kind of need, but it's still going to be a little ways.
All right, final thought. Royce Lewis, he's back. This is a big stretch for Royce Lewis because with the injuries, it's been a struggle. It's time for him to step up.
Yeah, and he was starting to do that right before he got hurt in Houston. I think he was 11 for his last 28 right before the injury, and started to look like himself. He'd homered in that game. The power was starting to come back. He singled and maybe was going to get a double. Who knows? I don't think it's far off with him, but it's certainly just been strange to not have Royce Lewis, be himself basically since August of last year. They need him to be that guy, and it's in there. We started to see it be in there, and then he unfortunately got hurt again with the hamstring. So this is a good stretch just to test out at home right before the All-Star break. Then you get that nice All-Star break, get a few days off to rest, and then start back up again. But certainly they need Byron Buxton. They need Royce Lewis. They need Carlos Correa. They need Matt Wallner. And right now the only one of those guys that's really hitting is Byron Buxton. So it's time for the rest of the group to step up and help this team while the pitching staff kind of labors through these injuries.
Byron Buxton's been good. It's been fun.
It has, and hopefully we hear tomorrow that he gets that All-Star game nod, because it's in Atlanta. It's at home for him, even though it's 3.5 hours north of home. He certainly would love to be there and enjoy that with his family, and he is more than deserving, and, honestly, Joe Ryan is too. So we'll find out some All-Star information tomorrow.
All right. Dan Hull, it was great. Thank you.
All right. Hey, thanks, Steve. Right.
There he is. Dan Hayes covers the Twins for The Athletic, does an outstanding job, and if you're so inclined, a subscription to The Athletic. I certainly get my money's worth out of it. 12:22, Twins and Rays coming up. We'll have a sneak peek at the lineup. By the way, this is the first game of the day in the big leagues today. First pitch, 1:10 our time. There are matinees, but this will be the first one underway in the big leagues, and we'll have more on that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm today. High near 82. Better tonight, clearing out, a low near 63. Sunday, spectacular. Sunny in 82. And then during the work week, highs in the 80s, lows in the 60s. There is a chance of thunderstorms each day, but that's the way it goes in these parts at this time of year. Rays and Twins get the Major League schedule started today. We should remind you, we will be back following the ball game today here on the home of the Twins. And then tomorrow, Corozo between 10 and noon, inside Twins at noon. Lineup card on a Sunday at 12:30, first pitch at 1:10. Joe Ryan on the hill in the series finale tomorrow. Cole Sands will be the opener today. It's kind of a bullpen game today for the Twins. Cole Sands will be the starter for the Twins. And here's how they're going to go behind him. Byron Buxton, soon to be all-star. It would be a travesty if he wasn't. He'll lead off, be in center field. Willie Castro at second will bat second. Trevor Larnach's a DH and will bat third. Carlos Correa at shortstop. We need more Carlos. He'll be in the cleanup spot once again. Ryan Jeffers will catch. He'll bat fifth. Matt Wallner will be in right and bat sixth. Royce Lewis will bat seventh and be at third base. Cody Clemens at first will bat eighth. Harrison Bader, our 4th of July hero, will be in the 9 hole and bat in left. How about that? 2 home runs, including the walk-off on a 4th of July. That was probably the best Twins win of the year. A decision on the 4th of July. Once again, Twins and Rays coming up. The lineup card moments away. Lindsey Brown is our producer. My name is Steve Thompson. Enjoy the ballgame. We'll talk to you later in the day here on CCO.